All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, I hope that everybody's had a good week. You know, we've had some challenging things in the news. The most important part is for all of us to be positive. For those of you who are believers, I recommend that you pray. Ask for direction and guidance as to how to talk about and how to deal with the situation. Don't let it get you down. Let's keep moving on. Let's grow from it. Listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, the best way to get your Ambit Energy Week off to a great start, and I'm going to prove to you in just a second, tonight is no exception. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our featured speaker for this evening. He's the number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for the last 14 consecutive years. He's one of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide, and we get to call him a mentor. Please welcome to the call, top income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian.
Hey, Bear. Appreciate the introduction, and I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call. I'm going to encourage you to, you know, turn your TVs off, get someplace quiet, and really focus on tonight's call because I think you really need to be present. There's been some lost opportunity in the past, and I don't want you to lose opportunity going into the future. And I want to tell a little story tonight and hope everybody can sit back, really, really focus. You know, if you're around kids or other people or you're busy, you know, go hop in your car, get in your garage, lock yourself in the bathroom, whatever, and take a quiet moment and do yourself a favor, do yourself a business, and listen carefully to tonight's call. You know, for years I've trained on there's two sides to this business. There's the mechanical side. That's the systems that we have. That's the mechanical execution of how to enroll people into the business, you know, our four-step make a written list and invitation, presentation, validation. Those are all the mechanical ways to build the business. We talk about the compensation plan, and you have to do X, Y, Z to advance to this rank, and then this to advance to that rank, and this to qualify for that, and, you know, you've got your rates and all your different areas of the country and different markets. That's all the mechanical part of the business. And the other side of the business is the mental side of the business. And I've said this over and over and over again, and I hope that you're listening carefully tonight. That's the toughest side of the business, because if you really think about our business, we all have the same power zone. We all have the same compensation plan. We all have the same rates to sell. You know, if you're a national consultant or a top income earner in Ambit Energy, they don't say, okay, Brian, everybody else has this rate to sell in Texas, and you've got this rate to sell in Texas. You know, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, what happens is same rate, same power zone, same collateral material, same calls, same trainings, everything is out there. So why is it that some people overachieve in the business and other people underachieve in the business or don't achieve at all? You know, how many people have gotten into your business? You know, they're excited about the business. They get involved. Back in the day, they paid $329 to get into the business, and today they pay, you know, with the web fees and everything, a little over $100 to get involved in the business, and they never gather a customer and they never do anything. In fact, they may pay their replicated site fee for, you know, a few months before they cancel that. You know, all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action. And so on the mental side of the business, you have to get through your mom telling you no, she doesn't want to become a customer. You know, that's a personal experience. That's emotional. You know, on the mechanical side of the business is more logical. You know, the mental side of the business is more emotional. You know, your best friend that you know was, you know, huge builder in another network marketing company and isn't doing anything right now, and you just know that that person's going to be the next top income earner in Ambit Energy, and that person tells you no. Or, you know, you felt like you got the customer in time to get paid a bonus, and the customer didn't get in time. Or maybe somebody in your organization said that they had gotten all their customers and they didn't, and it cost you a bonus. You know, all those things, you know, mess with your mind. You know, this is a game of mental toughness, you know, and so, You make a decision each and every day what you're going to do to advance your Ambit Energy business. You know, you make a decision what you're going to eat. You make a decision of where you're going to sleep. You make a decision as to where you're going to work, where you're going to live, you know, how you hand this coronavirus thing, whether you're wearing a mask, you're not wearing a mask, you're sanitizing your hands, you're not sanitizing your hands. You make a myriad of decisions, okay, in your life every single day. And with respect to Ambit Energy, you make decisions. And I just want you to sit back and I want you to listen to my observation, okay? It's a little bit of my personal story, but this is my observation of what's happened since August 15th of 2019, okay? And I want you to think, is he speaking to me? Is what he's saying, are these actions, is this what I've done? Do you fit into it or you don't fit into it? And what I'll tell you before I tell you the story is the vast majority of the people on this call at some juncture fit into it, okay? You fit into it, and that was the decision that you made. You know, it's easy to say, oh, well, you know, I heard this from this person, and so that's why I made that decision, or corporate did this, and so that's why I made this decision. But I want you to understand that each and every one of you made the decision for your Ambit Energy business. You own and operate your own sales and marketing company. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. The success or lack of success of that business is dependent on you and you alone. And the majority of the driver of that business is not how you build the business mechanically. It's not what you have to do to get promoted. It's not where the trainings are. It's not any of that. It's not learning all of Power Zone. Majority of the success or lack of success in your business comes from how you handle the emotional, mental side of your business. It's 85-90% of the game. You know, you can take your two index fingers and put them up to your temple right now. So if you're on this call, this is a simple exercise. Take your two index fingers and put your index fingers up against each respective temple. And the game is lost or won. Your success of your business is lost and won between your two fingertips of your index fingers. It's lost and won right there. It's lost and won in your mind, in your emotional state, in the mental side of this business. So I just want to tell a story. And again, if you fit into it, fit into it. And then I'm going to challenge you after I tell my story and give you suggestion, only suggestion. You see, I'm going to give you a suggestion tonight, and you're going to do one of two things. You're going to say, yeah, I'm going to go take that suggestion and do it what Brian suggested. Or you're going to say, no, because that little man or that little woman that's always chattering in the back of your mind saying you're not good enough for this, or what about this, or what about that, that always puts doubt in your mind. You've heard me say this before, doubt will take out action, action will take out a doubt. So mother doubt, little chatterbox in the back of your mind, that little voice is going to take you out of action, and you're not going to execute on my recommendation tonight. And I also say that it's probably going to be the majority of the people on this call or not. But for those of you that do execute, for those of you that can set aside that little man or that little woman, you can set aside all the negative, you can set aside what your upline thinks or what that happened or this happened or whatever, and get focused and get mental clarity for you and your business, and you make a decision to move forward, it's going to make a dramatic difference in your life. It's going to make a dramatic difference in your Ambit Energy life, and it's going to make a dramatic difference in a lot of people that you're going to put in your Ambit Energy business over the next several months. So let me tell you a little story. I was sitting in the living room in Tyler, Texas, on the last day of my sunset tour. And I was sitting in the living room of Coach Alan Johnson, EC, Thompson Leadership Award winner, multiple Pace Setter Awards, you name it. Coach has won it. He's adored and loved by almost everybody in Ambit Energy. And he had invited me to come up early and change at his house and go do my sunset tour that he had set up in my final stop, because I had made the announcement a couple of years earlier that I was going to go through a procedure to retire out of the business, that I was, you know, going to slow down and enjoy the fruits of my labor, if you will. And then I announced that I was going to do a sunset tour, and I picked a few select cities, and I'd gone around to different cities doing my sunset tour. And on August 15, 2019, I was sitting in the living room of Coach Alan Johnson's house in Tyler, Texas, his beautiful home. And in fact, he had been so gracious, he let me sit in his own easy chair. That's a good friend, okay? And most men don't let other men sit in their easy chair, but it was the most comfortable chair in the house. He said, Bubba, go sit in that chair. So I did. I sat down in the chair, and all of a sudden I got a text, and I looked down at my phone, and that text said that there had been an article put out on the internet that said that it wasn't substantiated yet, it wasn't confirmed, but that Vistra Energy was in the process of buying Ambit Energy, that there were going to be the merger of the two companies. Again, it was not confirmed, and my phone lit up. Within 10 minutes after that, I'll never forget, I turned to Coach and I said, let me send you a text I just got. I sent him the text. It had the link to the article that was in a energy-related blog information-type website. And he read it, and he turned to me. He said, what do you think? You think it's true? And I said, yep, I think it's probably true. He said, well, where's it going to leave us? I said, I believe, and this is exactly what I told Coach. I said, I believe it's probably the single biggest, best thing that could happen to Ambit Energy. And I had my reasons for it at the time. I elaborated slightly about that, but my phone started blowing up. I had this leader, that leader, did you hear? As you would expect at that moment in time. And I went that evening to Tyler, Texas, and did my farewell tour. I think it was the first meeting I'd ever done in blue jeans. You know, I'd always had a coat and tie on and everything. I said, well, I'm going to go in my fishing shirt and blue jeans. And sure enough, some of the kind consultants had given me a monogrammed, embroidered fishing vest and brought me a beautiful fishing pole and fishing reel, Shimano, no less, which is the best in the business as far as I'm concerned, just a beautiful outfit. People were saying goodbye. We took a lot of pictures and everything, and I drove to my ranch that night after that meeting, thinking that, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I believed in my world that it was a spiritual thing. I believed that God had decided that we needed to be placed elsewhere in the hands of an entity that could better protect us. I didn't know what it all meant, but I knew that God had a plan. And so on August 15, 2019, started the rumor mill. And of course, for those of you that may not be familiar with publicly traded companies, there's a silence period. They can't make announcements until, you know, the deal's consummated. They probably had a letter of understanding or some sort of agreement that they were trying to put together. And so for those of you that recall this, there were several days before the official announcement came out. You know, Chris Chambliss couldn't talk to anybody. Everybody was in this quiet period, which is, you know, required by the regulators and publicly traded companies, and no one could say anything. And as soon as the silent period was over, the arrangements were finalized. They came out, they made the announcement that indeed Ambit Energy was going to merge into Vistra Energy. And most of you will remember the reasons that Jerry talked about. And of course, this is literally just a few days before for Ambition. You know, we showed up at Ambition inside of 2 weeks after that. And then the Vistra people came and they introduced themselves and it was talked about more. And Jerry talked about putting us in safe harbor. And it was a very difficult decision. And I've talked on previous calls, you know, it's like what a birth mother goes through and probably in the decisioning process to put their child up for adoption. It's the loving and right decision, but at the same time, it's a very, very difficult decision. But that birth mother knows what's best for that child. And I believe that Jerry and Chris knew what was best for what they had given birth to at Ambit Energy. And so we finalized the deal or Ambit Energy finalized the deal with Ambit. Ambit and Vistra finalized the deal on November 1st of 2019. And at that point, we were officially part of Vistra Energy. And I'll never forget, just a few days later, we're at Power Trip in New York, in Pennsylvania, rather, and in the Scranton area. And Scott Hudson and Sydney had come Cindy Seeger, the chief marketing officer, had come, and it was a question and answer session because Jerry and Chris obviously were no longer with the company. You know, the company had just been bought. And so they came and they answered questions. They were very well received. They did a great job, and we were off. You know, it was like the personification of, hey, this is real. You know, Jerry and Chris aren't here. You know, the powers to be, the head of retail at Vistra, Scott Hudson, you know, powerful speaker, powerful shaker and mover within the industry, in charge of all of retail for Vistra, and the chief marketing officer of all of retail in Vistra, takes care of all the different brands in Vistra, was there just doing a great job, getting to know us, getting to get a better feel for who we were, and understanding, and everybody in Ambit Energy understood that there had not been a direct selling channel or distribution arm of Vistra Energy, and that was one of the reasons that they had acquired. They had looked at the marketplace and understood that in the previous year, Ambit Energy had acquired more new customers than all their other retail channels included. I mean, all the radio, all the television, all the door-to-door, all the telemarketing, all the direct mail, add all that up, everything that, you know, from all their different brands, including TXU, we had acquired more customers than all their other brands combined. So they understood that we were a juggernaut, but at the same time, they didn't know us that well. You know, they needed to figure out what employees were going to stay, what employees were going to leave, what the merging of the departments were. And some things were very, very simple. You know, some things like, well, we've got a legal department, and so, you know, legal was going to stay at Vistra, and we've got accounting and a CFO. And so some things were kind of etched in stone. But on the marketing side, which is the side of the business that we were familiar with, Eric and Daryl and Chris Chambliss running the marketing side, that was a little different because they didn't have anybody at Vistra that could take over that. So as things passed and they started to go through all the gyrations of who stays, where they're going to be officed, and how all that works, you know, it was communicated clearly, though I don't believe necessarily understood or believed by a lot of us as consultants, that this was going to take time, that yes, we had the financial strength of Vistra behind us. Yes, we were now part of the largest retail of energy in the United States of America. Yes, we, you know, it all looked very, very positive. Yes, we are in safe harbor for the abnorations that occurred in the summer and with the extreme heats and the 100 plus temperature days where we can get whipsawed in the spot market. And yes, we are protected for you know, polar vortexes in the Northeast in the winter months. And so we all went through that whole period. But let me tell you, and this is where you have to decide if this was you. As soon as the announcement was made, basically you quit building your business. Okay, you sat back and go, whoa, I got to find out what this is all about. And that was natural. I mean, it was the 15th of August. Everybody pushed the pause button. Everybody's getting ready for Ambition anyway. And between the middle of August and Ambition, there's not a whole lot that goes on anyway. And then what happened is Ambition cleared the air. This is what's happened. This is why it's happened. All the speeches were given. Everybody got to see who the new players were. And the announcements were made at Ambition, and they were Ambit announcements. In other words, the financial strength of Vistra couldn't come behind it, you know, and Ambit was in the mode of, hey, we want to put some money out there, but at the same time, understand that they were spending their money, not Vistra's money. And so we had a great Ambition, nothing wrong with Ambition, but everybody was still on pause because the acquisition had not occurred. So you have to ask yourself, after I left Ambition 2019, did I react to Ambition the same way as I did in 2018 or 2017 or 2016, 15, 14, 13, or the previous Ambitions that I had attended? And if you're honest with yourself, if you're looking in the mirror, you're in that quiet place, the answer is probably going to be no, because you had a little bit of doubt. What are these new people going to do? Are they going to change the compensation plan? In fact, there were numerous rumors that what they were going to do is totally abandon the network and not accept any more customers, which that was ludicrous and dumb. But that's just what happens in those situations. So you had the rumor mill circulating. You had a situation where where Ambit was still Ambit and Vistra was still Vistra, and you know, they had to go through all the regulatory approvals in all the different states. And so everybody hit the pause button for the most part and ask yourself, did I do as much after ambition of 19 as I did in previous ambitions? I think the answer for 99% of the people on this call will be no, I didn't. So then November 1st hits, and what happened on November 1st is that Vistra took over the company. And there was no fundamental change. There was no cancellation of contracts. There was no, we're not taking customers anymore. There was no big new rate plans. There was no new anything, because that process of merging in one company and another company had to happen. You're talking about a multi-billion dollar operation in Vistra. You're talking about a billion plus operation in Ambit Energy. You know, the computer systems had to be merged in and talk to one another. The personnel had to be merged in. I mean, everything as simple as getting your badge to be able to get in and out of the building on hundreds of employees. That's not something you do in an hour or two. So it took weeks and it took time to figure out the reporting. And, you know, there were offer letters for people to stay. There were offer letters for people to help through the transition and receive a bonus, but know that they were on their way out. They had to sort through all that. And everybody understood in that process, and I think it was clearly communicated, that there wasn't going to be these revolutionary announcements of, you know, that this big new owner of Ambit Energy called Vistra Energy were going to be able to make. There wasn't time to change computer programs. There wasn't time to really do anything except kind of hold on by the fingernails and try to put the best show that they could on at simulcast. And so ask yourself, from November 1st, when the company was taken over, through the holidays, going into January when simulcast happened, did you turn the car on? Did you do anything? And the vast majority of you will say, no, I didn't do anything. I kind of wanted to see what was going to happen at simulcast. Yeah, call after call, you know, communicated over and over again that there wasn't going to be any big, huge announcements at simulcast because it was physically impossible to, again, redo computer programs for commissioning and so on and so forth. So it was going to kind of be the same old sort of thing because of the transition of the company. So simulcast came along, great simulcast, great speeches. People were excited, great attendee-only bonuses passed out, you know, some good money passed around in the way of promotions. And everybody woke up and said, oh, well, I guess everybody was right. There wasn't going to be big stuff going on at simulcast. And so then you're at a decisioning point again, because I remember the vast majority of the people that I talked to from the point of acquisition, November 1st, to simulcast in the middle of January, is no one was doing anything. I mean, yes, a few people were coming into the business, a few people were getting customers, and certainly if your customer count fell below where it was going to cost you some money because you didn't have the number of customers you need to get paid, you took care of that. That was for sure. But basically, everybody had the pause button on. So I want you to ask yourself, was that me? Were you just out there getting it? I mean, just putting in one person after another, after another, after another, attending meetings, just going crazy. Were you getting it, or were you on pause? Simulcast comes along, exactly what was communicated, what happened, you know, some decent announcements. Get to know Vistra better, and now we're off and we're working, okay? Well, no, we're not working. You know, we're pushing the pause button again because we didn't get the announcements that we thought should have come. You know, we should have gotten better rates in Texas. We should have this. We should have that. They should have done this. They didn't fix this problem. You know, they didn't listen to this. They didn't listen to that. You know, and the bottom line was it was communicated over and over and over and over and over again that there just wasn't enough time to do all of that, okay? So simulcast hits, and, you know, some people say, okay, well, I'm getting tired of sitting around, and a few people start to move into action. So now we're in the middle of January. We're going into February. Texas is on hold because of the rate situation. You know, of course, through all this, you've got the wholesale club debacle that occurred in Texas. And so, you know, there was some rate relief on the short term of six months. And so people had that to work with, and things are kind of skipping along in Texas and doing what they're doing in the Midwest and the Atlantic states and the Northeast, and you know, and we're just kind of going along. Ask yourself during that period of time. So I'm talking about, you know, mid January, February, March, into COVID-19 timeframe. Did you hop in the car and drive it? I mean, did you smash the accelerator down? Did you put it into gear and did you get it back up and running? No. No, that didn't happen either. You know, and so a few more months click by, and then the coronavirus hits, you know, and people are going, when's Vistra going to do this? And when's Vistra going to do that? And what about this? And what about that? Don't they realize this? And don't they realize that? And I can understand the frustration, but I also understand the complexity of what the fix was. I also understand that, you know, when the patient is pretty sick, it takes a little bit longer to come up with the diagnosis, a little bit longer for the administration of the treatments before the patient gets healthier. You know, if you got a common cold, you know, you stick some Kleenex in your pocket, you blow your nose a couple of times, and before you know it, it's over. You know, get out in the sun a little bit, and boom, you're up and running. But if the patient really has issues, which Ambit did, then it just takes a little bit longer. And so then COVID-19 comes along, the coronavirus, and all of a sudden we can't have meetings. Now, during this period of time, Ambit had asked me to come in, Vistra had asked me to come in to get my some advice on some things. And we came up with three major areas that needed to be worked on, the first one being the rates in Texas. And we had our first meeting at Vistra's office in Irving, and I'll never forget on the front door, it said if you'd been in China and Korea, and I think there was one, Iran maybe, or Iraq, I forget, but one other country where the virus had first started, that you weren't allowed to come into the building. And when you came into the building, get the visitor badge, they ask you those questions. Have you traveled to China? Have you traveled to Korea? Have you traveled to Iran or whatever the third country was? I don't remember exactly where it was. And, of course, the answer to that was no. I went upstairs. I met with Jim Burke. I met with Scott Hudson. We had a great initial meeting. We came up with some objectives, these three areas that we needed to work on, the first one of which was in the state of Texas. And then the next week, I'll never forget this, I said, okay, we got this thing going in the right direction. You know, they're focused. They understand the issues, the major issues. They understand the minor issues. And by the way, they had all that figured out before I showed up, okay? And I helped them prioritize that, and we're off and running. And literally the next week, as businesses were doing around the country, they decided to go virtual. Now, I want you to take in mind that 75% of their revenue is generation, okay, and they're generating plants. You know, generation is critical to national security. It's critical to businesses. It's vital to residences as well. It's not optional not to be able to generate electricity. I mean, it's the core of the economy. If the electrical grid were to go down, you think that the coronavirus economic impact was impactful, you don't have a clue. That'd be like pre-kindergarten, okay, compared to what would happen if the electrical grid went down and there was no electricity on the grid. So they've got national emergency situations. They're talking to the people in Washington. They're talking to people at the state levels. They're making sure that this coronavirus and the pandemic and the personnel issues that happen with it, that all the person, nothing like this has ever happened in the history, 100 plus year history of the company, that all that's in place. They're also trying to make sure that all the commission checks go out on time, which they did. Never missed a lick. Make sure all the websites are up. Make sure they can provision customers. Make sure third-party verification is there. Make sure customer service and consultant support are there. Never missed a lick. But you can imagine with tens of thousands of employees all across the country, what a major undertaking that was. I had my first meeting at Vistra, had the second meeting 2 weeks later via Zoom. They didn't miss a lick. We had a meeting set up at Vistra. It was canceled. We did it through Zoom. And we haven't missed a meeting yet. One meeting after another, after another, after another, after another. And what's happened is the rates in Texas got fixed. You're getting ready to hear some major announcements that are occurring the next month, 2 months, 3 months, all previous to ambition that are going to blow your mind. It's going to be one fix after another, not just fixes, but enhancements, okay? It's not like, hey, we're in a defensive mode here and we're fixing everything that's broken. We're looked at what needs to happen in Ambit Energy to get it back into momentum, and all those things are being done. I can tell you that, and I want you to think, okay? I want you to think. Now we kind of went through the time period between hearing the leak on the internet on the 15th, Ambition, understood no one was doing it any time after that. We go to Ambition, and now we kind of understood, now we're probably all in agreement that between Ambition and Simulcast, everybody's in the wait and see. Let's see what kind of announcements they make. We get on one call after another, after another, after another, saying there aren't going to be any big announcements. No time to redo the program. They've got all, you know, get the personnel in place, get who's reporting to who, who's leaving, who's staying, who's interim, you know, how all that's going to work. You know, plus, not to mention that Vistra had acquired another company in the summer, and they still had those processes going on from that company as well. So now we're talking about the period of time from simulcast to COVID, and ask yourself, did you get into gear? You know, you waited until Ambition after you heard the rumor, then you waited from Ambition to simulcast. And I'll specifically ask the people in Texas, you know, after that, what did you guys do? Well, I'm waiting for the new rate. And I'm not saying that none of that was justified, but what I'm saying is you made the decision to hit the pause button. You didn't make the decision to go try to recruit somebody else or try to, you know, adapt to what we had to deal with at the time. You just said, well, when they fix all this, and you're hearing this complaint, that complaint, I can't do this, I can't do that, you know, blah, 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 and buying into all that. And I understand that there were some real challenges, but then the rate got fixed, a dynamite rate. And then we just announced another great product that should be your lead product in Texas. And so not only did the rate get fixed with a great rate that you can go out and market, okay, that's got a 36-month term to it, we come out with another product that's of huge appeal to a large percentage of the population. It's got a 24-month term product to it, so you can lock your customers in for a long period of time, and you're going to get those sorts of products in the Northeast. Okay, there's products that are being developed right now in certain markets in the Northeast that are going to be those sorts of innovative products. Okay. And that whole task force is moving forward at jet speed. And you're not going to have to wait till Ambition to get all that. You know, you're going to see some changes that are going to blow your mind as they get ready. They're going to roll one out after another, after another, after another. They're not going to do like the old Ambit and wait until Ambition for all this stuff. As they get good stuff, they're going to put it out there. They're going to communicate. They're going to train you on it. And they're going to move on up the road to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And so the question I have for you is here we sit. Tomorrow is Monday, June 1st. Okay, Monday, June 1st. And you go back to August, or some of you back until a year before that. I don't know when you push the pause button in your business, but you quit building it with the intensity that you once built it with. And you've gone month after month after month after month. And some of you all gone well over a year. And I'll even go a step further. Some of you have done it for years. You know, you attended the meeting, you went through the motions, but you didn't do anything to advance your business. You didn't start building a new group. You didn't start enrolling people into the business and helping them enroll people in the business. You stayed engaged. You went to tradings. You went to simulcast. You went to Ambition. You know, you were excited about it, but you never did anything. You know, Ambit pays you to get results doing two things. Gather a handful of customers, and most people on this call don't need to do that anymore. Another thing they do is to find other people and help them do the same thing. And a lot of people on this call don't do that anymore either. So if they're only going to pay you for two things and you're not doing either one of those things, where do you think your income's going to go? It's not going to go up. It's not going to stay the same. It's going to go down. And so when your income starts to go down, that doubt starts to set in, and all the negative feed of, you know, oh, they're going to get rid of the whole network. You know, it was a big rumor for a while. Hey, you know, they're going to keep the network for a year or two, and then they're just going to harvest all the customers. That was a big rumor for a while. Folks, none of that is true. All that's BS. And all that's stuck up in your head that's got you stuck in a place called not making any money. And so all this falls into the mental side of the game. Y'all know the mechanical side of the game. Everybody on this call has been in the business for a while for the most part. And for the new people that are on the call, they're supported by somebody that can teach them the mechanical side of the game. And yes, there's people on the call that need to get better at the mechanical side of the game. But what I can tell you is that the game is going to be won and lost for your business, not my business, your business, on the mental side of the game. And what I just outlined, and I tried to put a mirror in front of your face, is, are you winning or losing on the mental side of the game? Are you sitting on the sidelines waiting for this, waiting for that? Oh, they're going to do this. Oh, they're going to do that. And there are a whole bunch of you sitting here waiting on ambition. They said ambition was going to be the coming out party for Vistra. Okay, my personal opinion is, with a lot of inside insight that I can't share with you, it's going to be the coming out party. Okay, it might not be exactly what you want. You know, who knows what you expect in a coming out party, but what I'm telling you is, it's going to be awesome. But it's not going to be like other ambitions, because other ambitions, they quit making announcements after simulcast, and they got a whole bunch of stuff queued up, and they threw it out at ambition. How would that have worked for you in Texas if they would have kept the rates they had until ambition? Not too good, I don't think. You know, what I'm saying is that you're going to see some positive things. For some of you, it's not going to affect you at all. It's just not something, part of the business that affects you in the market that you're participating in. And others, it's going to affect you dramatically. But the signs are there that the movement is there. And at ambition, I don't know what the announcements are going to be. I have literally zero idea, okay? I do know there are going to be some positive changes, and I believe that there's going to be a coming out party like no other. So here's the decision. It's January 1st, by the time you can do anything in your Ambit Energy business, because it's 9:37 Central, 10:37 Eastern time, 7:37 if you're calling in from the West Coast, and Sunday shot. So you're probably not going to do anything tonight to enroll somebody into your Ambit Energy business. Maybe a few will, but your business starts off tomorrow morning, Monday, June 1st, and you got to ask yourself, am I going to keep doing what I've been doing? And what's going to happen if you do? You're going to keep getting what you've been getting. No increase in income, decrease in income, more negative thought, because you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. You've been hearing that for years. Well, folks, it's true. If you do nothing but put negative on yourself and allow other people to put negative on you, then what's going to happen is you're going to get negative. And as soon as you get negative, as soon as that doubt creeps into your mind, as soon as that little man or little woman in the back of your head has chattered you up to the point where you are just mortified to move forward because you don't know what's going to happen, then guess what? You're stuck on stop. And stuck on stop means that your income's going down. You know, we have people from all different religions on this phone, and I believe that you need to worship your maker regardless who that maker is. I believe that you should stay sound in your beliefs. I happen to be a Christian, so I have strong belief in Christ. And whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, if you look at what Christ did, there were so many times he should have stopped. There were so many signs and so much that went against him, and it was not easy. You know, it was not easy to see one of his disciples be his demise. It wasn't easy to get crucified on the cross. His journey was not easy. Okay? Your journey's not going to be easy. Okay, I'm not trying to compare your Ambit Energy business to Christ by any stretch of the imagination. What I am trying to get you to understand is a journey worth taking, a journey and a destination that you want to get to is not easy. Was it easy to raise in your kids? Tell me one thing in your life that you really cherish that was easy. I don't think anybody on here hit the lotto. That would have been easy. Go lay a buck down on a counter, get a ticket, and go collect $100 million. That's easy. This isn't the lottery, folks. This requires work. And what I'm trying to get you to understand is that you've made some poor decisions in your Ambit Energy business, or at least I believe you have. So you can continue to make poor decisions, or you can continue to change it. So here's the deal. Tomorrow morning, June 1st, you're going to have a choice. You're going to keep doing what you're going to do, or you're going to temporarily say, man, listen to Brian last night. He's so right. I'm going to go do something. You're going to make a couple of calls, and life's going to get in the way, and people are going to tell you no, and it's the COVID this and the COVID that, and I can't meet with them like I used to, and you're not going to figure out how to do the Zoom thing, and that's just not you because you're not a technology person, and you're going to rationalize all these different reasons why it's not going to work for you, and then you're going to fall back stuck on stupid, and you're going to wait for Ambition, okay? And then you're going to hear the announcements at Ambition, and so what? You got nobody from Ambition there in your group, or if they are, it's people that have been around as long as you have, and they're coded out on you, so it's no financial gain for you. And you're going to wait for Ambition, and you're not going to have anybody at Ambition. You're not going to have a soul at Ambition. You're not going to have anybody that's going to be able to take advantage of the attendee-only promotions. You're not going to have anybody who's going to be able to take advantage of anything because your business has been stopped for months. You don't have an active group. You have no momentum. Oh, yeah, you've got one little tired consultant over here and a few more over here and a few more over there, depending on the size of your organization. Now, there are a few people in Ambit Energy that are rocking and rolling. Their checks are going up. Their residual checks are going up. They've embraced the new technology, and they're killing it. We just had the announcement of a national consultant this past week, several executive consultants. Those people aren't sitting back doing nothing. Those people are on Zoom meetings. Those people are recruiting people. Those people are putting people into their business, enrolling them on what Ambit Energy can do for them and their family, who in turn are enrolling other people into the business as to what Ambit Energy can do for them and their family. They're not sitting back waiting on announcements for Ambition or disappointed about some announcement that they didn't even know what was going to happen, but they felt like it should have happened previously, or some experience they had with the wholesale club or the pandemic or the polar vortex or some other event that occurred. They're not sitting back worrying about that. They're excited. They're moving business. They have their own sales and marketing company. They're choosing Ambit to drive revenue to it. So, again, you got a choice. Tomorrow's June 1st. You're going to keep doing what you've been doing. You're going to keep getting what you're going to get. You're going to show up at Ambition, or you're going to hear about it after Ambition if you're not going to show up to it. And so what? What's going to change? What is going to change? You see, nothing's going to change because you didn't change. Going to an event, listening to a bunch of announcements, that and a buck will get you on a bus. Well, not if you're in New York City. You probably need two or three bucks. Or Chicago, you probably need more than a buck. But that and a couple of bucks will get you on a bus. In other words, it's going to get you nowhere. Nothing is going to change until you change. Nothing's going to change until you fight the demons in the mental part of this business and get off your butt and go do something. If you don't understand the technology, then figure it out. Get with somebody that does. Start getting pointed in the right direction. Start to understand. Start to get, Jonathan Drew is training everybody up on the internet. The guy lives in Michigan. He just popped an EC this past week. He's a couple of ECs away, 20, 30 people. I don't know what the number is. The NC lives in Michigan. Hello, folks. He's not waiting. His sister lives in Michigan. She's not waiting, just made EC. You know, the bottom line is that you can do it. The tools are there. The education's there. The systems are there. Despite all the coronavirus thing, or you can just sit back, throw your arms up, and say, oh, this isn't working for me. You decide. It's not for me to decide. It's not for your sponsor to decide. It's not for corporate to decide. It's not for anybody to decide but you. So you can sit back and wait for ambition, get a bunch of announcements, and that and a couple of bucks will get you on a bus. It's not going to do you any good, is my point. Or you can say, enough is enough. There's starting to be movement. Brian's telling me that he's having meetings with the power-to-be, and there are going to be several more announcements that are coming. They're not going to come as fast as you want. They're not going to all affect your business. But what you're going to see is you're going to start to see this train start moving down the tracks. You've already started to see it. It's going to start to pick up speed. And what I'm going to tell you is that ambition is going to be exciting. Ambition is going to be worthwhile, and the person who wins is the person who has the most people in their organization that are coded to them at ambition. How many people are you going to have if you keep doing what you're doing? What I'm saying is that you go back and you look in the mirror. I want you to take that period of time from ambition to simulcast. What did you do? How did you do it? Were you still kind of going to meetings, but just kind of hanging out, not doing much? Yeah, that's what you were probably doing. Some of you weren't even going to meetings. Then you went to simulcast, and you're expecting all these big, and you had something preconceived in your mind that should have happened, and when it didn't happen, then you decide you were just going to wait, okay? And you're still in the wait game, and you don't really talk to anybody, and then, oh, this coronavirus thing hit, and so the company said I couldn't have meetings anymore. So no hotel meetings, no in-home meetings. That's against company policy. Okay, well, I'm just going to have to wait because I don't understand this newfangled Zoom thing. Even though you got all these leaders that are out doing Zoom things and all these leaders that are willing to teach you how to do Zoom and what to do and how to prospect and so on and so forth, you've just decided that's not you and you're not going to participate in it. Okay, great. That's all going to go away at some point. I don't know the time frame, but sometime in the late summer, midsummer, late summer, early fall or whatever, you're going to be able to have meetings again. Things are opening up pretty nicely in Austin. That's what I can tell you. You know, 50% occupancy in restaurants, getting ready to go to 75%, a lot more traffic going on. All businesses are open at different degrees, but all businesses are open in Texas now. Dentists are back. Hairdressers are back. And it's at varying stages throughout the United States, but all that's going to come back, some faster than others. And somewhere in there, you're going to be able to do meetings again. Great. Are you going to do them? Probably not, because you didn't do them before the coronavirus thing hit. When's the last time you did an in-home? When's the last time you took a guest to a hotel meeting prior to the coronavirus? So you're going to get your meetings back, but so what? Because you didn't do it before the coronavirus anyway. And folks, I'm just trying to be real frank with you. I want you to win. My job is to get you to open up your eyes so that you can win at this thing and win in a big way. And if you're sitting there thinking, I'm going to do the same thing over and over and over again, and I'm going to get a different result, you're highly mistaken. And if you're thinking you're going to wait to ambition because that's supposed to be the coming out party for Vistra, then that's great. Are the announcements going to be good? Yes. I don't know what they are, but I'm convinced that they're going to be substantial. Okay? Again, not knowing what they are. And between now and then, you're going to hear other announcements. Okay? Not going to wait for everything for ambition. You're going to hear more at ambition. And when ambition is over, you're going to hear more between ambition and simulcast. They're just going to keep on moving the train on down the track. And you're going to watch that train pass you, and another car is going to pass you, and another car is going to pass you. And there are people in that train. And they're getting to the promised land to where that train's going faster than you are because you're standing on the side wondering when and if you're ever going to hop on the train. And what I'm telling you is if you decide on Monday, June 1st, that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you start tying in and you show the presentation to some people, at some point you're going to enroll somebody. They may enroll somebody. You're going to enroll somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. And all of a sudden, Might only be one or two people, might be 10 people, might be 100 people if you're a big builder. Between now and Ambition, you're going to have people that are going to be tied into those attendee-only promotions, and they're going to go to work, and your business is going to explode. But if you sit and you watch this train pulling out of the station, the largest retailer of energy in the United States of America, a multi-billion with a B dollar company, and you're sitting back saying, oh, I wonder if they're going to get it all together. With a company, just keep in mind, just saying, with a company that acquired more retail customers than all the rest of their channels combined before we became part of Vistra in the previous year. And the biggest growth they look for in their company is not in the generation side, it's in the retail side. So let me get this right. Ambit Energy is their customer acquisition rocket ship. Better than all the rest of them combined, including the big, powerful TXU. And you're going to sit back and think that Ambit Energy is not going to do what they need to do to make that the most well-oiled machine in their arsenal, to make that the nuclear weapon for them to go out and get even a bigger share in the residential marketplace. Folks, you've made a serious miscalculation if you think they're going to sit back. You've made a serious miscalculation if you think that they're shuttling off the consultant base and they're going to harvest the customers, quit paying you commissions, whatever all those stupid, idiotic rumors are out there. You just put all that out of your mind and you make a decision, because June 1st is going to come. Tomorrow morning is going to come. A few hours here, it's going to strike midnight, and June 1st is going to come. You just make a decision. I'm going to just keep doing what I'm doing, and, you know, Brian just, you know, singing from the mountaintops, and I've heard that before, and, you know, I'm going to sit and wait. Fantastic. I have no control over that. More power to you. Love you to death. Good luck with that strategy. Or you can say, you know what? I'm going to pull out the written list. I'm going to go back to the mechanics. I'm going to tie into what's going on in Zoom. I'm going to learn how to build this business. I'm going to tie into people that are successfully building the business. I'm going to start doing meetings when I can start doing meetings, depending on what state you're in. You know, you're going to tie back into the system. You're going to make it work, and you're going to start showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan, showing the plan. You can do one or two things. And what I'm telling you is that the smart people, the people that want to win and the people that will win, are the people that are going to go back to work tomorrow morning. And they're going to stay at work as hard as they can, because I've said this for year after year after year after year. When did Brian McClure, when I was building the business, work the hardest? I worked the hardest in the summertime, the spring and the summer. Why? Because I knew one-third of the attendees at Ambition had been in the business less than 90 days. And I wanted the biggest percentage of that one-third to be in my coded organization. And I worked super, super hard. Now is the time to go to work. You know, family vacations aren't going to be the same. All the excuses of the summer, kids are out of school. Kids have been out of school forever. Okay? That it's a whole different dynamic today. What I'm telling you is all the moons are aligned for you to go blow this thing out. You just got to decide whether you're going to do it or not. And I hope for your kids' sake and their kids' sake and their kids' sake that you decide to go do something. Because as I said earlier on the call, you can have all the positive thought in the world. You can start to move into motion, say, he's right, I'm going to go do something. And then next week or 3 days from now or 2 weeks from now or whatever, get distracted and not see the job through. You're back on stuck. Stuck equals broke. Stuck equals reduced income. Stuck equals lost opportunity. Action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. I hope for your kids' sake that you take action. And I want you to think, where have you been in this process? And if you've been on stuck, or you've been on pause, or whatever you want to call it, the only thing, all the positive thought ain't going to make you any money. It's not going to change anything. Massive positive action. And for those of you on this call that take that action between now and ambition, you're gonna reap the rewards like you've never seen before. And I'm telling you, what we need to do as a collective force, as leaders in this business, and as you go back, you can have people listen to this call, or you can go out and you can preach from the mountaintops and you can talk to the people in your organization that were on this call. We need to put consultants in the business and we need to help them gather customers. At the end of the day, customer acquisition is the key. We need to put on thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of customers. And why do we need to do that? Because we need to prove to Vistra that we're for real and we're worth the investment. You go put on new consultants, help them gather customers, and you do what you need to do. And what I'm going to tell you is they're going to do what they need to do. Because at the end of the day, they want customers. At the end of the day, the portion of their business that they look for their growth in is in retail. And at the end of the day, we're the number one thing they've got going on in retail. We've got to prove to them that we can move the bar up, that we're not as good as we're not satisfied with where we've been. We're going to step it up and step it up and step it up and step it up. We need to bring momentum back to the company. We need to go gather customers. Customers are a byproduct of consultants, and you need to go get the job done for you and your family. And then result will be generosity beyond anything you could imagine. You go get the job done, you sit back and you watch. Now, if you don't go get the job done, if you sit back and you just say, okay, don't complain. Don't be disappointed about the announcements. Why should they do anything for you? You haven't done anything for them. We work in a partnership, and the way partners work is they do for each other. We're all rowing the boat in the same direction. You got to pick up an oar and row. Incredible opportunity for those of you that on Monday morning, June 1st, pick it back up and go back to work. With that, Bear, I've taken an hour. I've went overboard a little bit, but look in the mirror. Figure out where
you tell you
all that. And let's open it back up, buddy.
Hey, listen, thank you, Brian. That was just straight up. That was the juice, as they call it, or the sauce, as they call it now. Folks, you know somebody on your team, including yourself, that needs to hear this again. Go to topambitleaders.com tomorrow, midday. Check there. You can get a copy of this. You can listen to it again, okay? Topambitleaders.com. Thank you, Brian. We're going to see you all next week. I'm opening the lines.